The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello, everyone. It is episode 20 of the Friday News Update today. How cool is that? Shame it had to be on Friday the 13th, but oh well, it is Friday the 13th of April, and today is a very special episode of the Friday News Update because it is our 20th episode. So let me just share some stats with you of how we've been going since October last year. That is when we launched last year. That's half a year ago. We have had 1,183 downloads. We have had 107 listens on Spotify since we launched 2 months ago in February on Spotify. And we've been listened to in 26 countries. How cool is that? That's really cool. And that is just the podcast. We've had 976 views on YouTube. That's where we do the video version of the podcast. And I also have 11 followers on SoundCloud. So thank you everyone for listening and subscribing and keeping on listening to the Friday News Update since October. Hopefully we can get plenty more downloads before our anniversary in October. There'll be something special for that in October on the Friday News Update. But anyway, for now, let's get on with the show. It is Friday the 13th of April 2018, and this is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, HP have announced a Chromebook that's also a tablet. You may remember a few episodes ago I told you about the Asus tablet that ran Chrome OS. Well, this is pretty much the same idea, but it's a little bit better. It's called the HP Chromebook X2. It is a tablet with a 12.3-inch screen. The screen has a really good resolution of 2400 by 1600. That is very, very good. And a 13-megapixel camera on the back, a 5-megapixel camera on the front, and you also get an Intel M3 processor and 4GB or 8GB of RAM with 32GB of storage as well. But you also get a keyboard so it can become a laptop as well as a tablet. And of course you can run Android apps on the Chromebook because Chromebooks can do that now. You also get a stylus in the box, which is pretty cool. And you get 10.5 hours of battery life. So some very good specs in there, and it's going to cost $599. That is £420. In comparison, the budget iPad that's just been announced is £320, and the cheapest iPad Pro is £620. So sort of in the middle, but it has some really, really good specs here. Sadly, it's not coming to the UK. It's just going to be in the US for now, but it is coming to the US in June. So that is when it is going to be released. You'll probably be able to get it on Amazon. Someone will sell it on Amazon if you're here in the UK, but it is a pretty cool Chromebook tablet thing. Apple have announced a new red version of the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. It's available now, And they did do a red version of the iPhone 7 last year. However, this time, because of all the feedback Apple got about the bezel being white, nobody really liked that on last year's red iPhone 7. They have made the bezel black this time, and it looks really cool. It costs exactly the same, £700, and as I say, it is available now from Apple.com, but they give a bit of money to charity if you buy one, so that's pretty cool. It's part of Product Red, and you can buy it now if you like. It is at Apple.com. OnePlus have released a teaser image of the OnePlus 6 showing the back of the phone and also showing not a lot has changed. So yeah, you won't be getting a hugely new design on the back. However, we do know that there's going to be a notch, so at least the front of the phone is getting redesigned. iOS 11.3, the latest update to iOS, is apparently bricking devices, Apple devices, with third-party screen replacements. So if you've had your screen replaced but not by Apple, then don't install iOS 11.3 because it'll just brick your device. Gmail is getting redesigned very soon with a material design style redesign. It hasn't been redesigned for ages. It looks really old at the moment, but they are working on a redesign. They have confirmed this, and we don't know when it's going to be rolled out. However, you will be able to access Google Calendar and Google Keep from the new Gmail, and it will have smart replies, so suggestions on what replies you might want to send. Google are going to be launching an Android TV dongle soon, as it's been certified and we've actually seen images of it. It looks very much like a Chromecast. It's got a round bit with a cable running off it, and it's got a big Google logo on it. There's also a remote which will let you talk to the Google Assistant, but it's gonna launch pretty soon, possibly at this year's Google event with the Google Pixel 3 and stuff like that, but it is coming. It is definitely coming. So that is pretty exciting. Google did, however, just stop selling the original Google Pixel on the Google Store. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 that's coming out later this year could have a massive 4,000 mAh battery and a 6.4-inch screen, according to rumours this week. And finally, LG have confirmed that their next phone will be called the LG G7 ThinQ. And we've been hearing a little bit about the specs this week. It'll have dual 16-megapixel cameras on the back, and one lens will have an aperture of f1.6, one will be a 107 degree wide angle lens, and it'll have an AI cam feature which will detect what the camera's looking at and optimize the camera for that thing, just like we've seen on Huawei phones before. And there will also be bright mode, which will be able to make 4 times brighter photos than the LG G6 and V30. And we're also going to get HDR10 video recording, a boombox speaker, portrait mode, so background blurring, very popular feature, but you will be able to change the blurring after you take the photo, which is pretty cool. And there's going to be a ton of other camera features, and we will also get a 2 times brighter screen than the LG G6, and it will have better colours as well. So it sounds like it's going to be a really cool phone, and LG have confirmed that it will be launched on the 2nd of March. All right then, that is it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.